mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Thailash. The headlines. CTPD commends government for facilitating market access for Zambian cattle farmers. PAC condemns President Hakainde Hichilema's attendance of President Samia Suluhu's Harrison's inauguration. In international headlines, thousands flee El Fasher amid this ongoing conflict in Sudan. And in sports, the Zambia football community will be keeping tabs on the drill for the Total Energies. And now the news in detail. People's Alliance for Change PAC says the decision by President Hakainde Hichilema to attend President Samia Suluhu Harrison's inauguration is not only shameful but deeply concerning. PAC President Andy Ford Banda says this comes against the backdrop of a Tanzanian election that was far from being credible, marred by widespread violence, irregularities and reports that security forces killed hundreds of citizens. He says it is worrying that a Zambian president would choose to legitimize such a widely condemned process by attending this controversial inauguration, as Zambia has long been regarded as a beacon of democracy in the region. The opposition leader says in opposition, President Hichilema and the UPND had promised to uphold and strengthen democratic values even after enduring persecution under the previous regime.
The move by President Hakainde Hichilema to attend President Samia Suluhu Hassan's inauguration is not just shameful, but deeply concerning. In opposition, President Hakainde Hichilema and the UPND promised to uphold and enhance the tenets of democracy despite having suffered from some brutality from the previous regime. It's concerning that the upholding of these tenets of democracy is in question, looking at the questionable arrests and conviction of various opposition leaders using a key clause such as seditious and the new draconian cybersecurity law, which the UPND had promised to repeal in opposition. There has been also abuse of the Public Order Act by preventing political parties from enjoying freedom of association, including the abuse of the register of societies, where confusion is manufactured by the ruling party. The latest endorsement of a clearly stolen election is a clear sign of why we as Zambians must be very concerned as we head into the 2026 elections.
The Center for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, has commended government for facilitating market access for Zambian cattle farmers, which recently culminated in the successful shipment of 40 metric tons of beef and the first inaugural consignment to the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. CTPD trade and investment researcher Barnabas Katawa Mwale says the development marks a significant step forward in Zambia's efforts to diversify its export base and strengthen intra-African trade. Mr. Mwale further welcomes government's ambitious $1 billion annual beef export target, which has the potential to transform Zambia's livestock sector, create jobs and enhance rural incomes, and that to achieve this goal, Zambia must also focus on addressing non-tariff barriers. He says the non-tariff barriers continue to affect the country's competitiveness in regional and global trade. UPND in Western Province says they have noted with concern that some sections of society have taken turns to incite citizens, particularly young people, to rise against their government, alleging that government has failed to deliver to citizens' expectations when in fact not. UPND Western Province Coordinator Spooky Mulema says, however, it is worth noting that the UPND government under President Hakainde Hichilema's leadership has offered young people more opportunities than any previous regime, including tertiary education, life-saving skills training, government grants, bursaries and loans for youth-led enterprises, and many other youth empowerment initiatives and programs. He says government is paying meal allowances at universities, which others had scrapped, school feeding programs in areas that were deliberately marginalized by previous administrations. Mr. Mulema says it is a known fact that this government has employed the highest number of young people within 4 years of coming to power, mainly in health, education, defense and security services, as well as the reintroduction of national service for the young people, a significant number of whom the Republican president is paying for. Now, the Ministry of Labour and Social Security has urged management of Ziyang Manufacturing Company Limited not to make any deductions from employees' wages during the period of operational suspension, which arose from the company's own failure to comply with health and safety laws, and that workers should not be punished for circumstances beyond their control. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Mwakandawa says while the ministry recognizes the need for companies to protect their property and enforce discipline in the workplace, such measures must never come at the expense of compromising workers' health, dignity or freedom of movement. Ms. Ndawa says the Ministry of Labour will work closely with relevant authorities, including the Lusaka City Council and the Ministry of Health, to ensure that the company rectifies all identified violations and implements measures that meet the minimum occupational safety and health standards before operations can resume. Moreta, Zambia has discouraged the direct involvement of all teacher unions in the collective bargaining process government, which is scheduled to start on the 4th of November 2025. Moreta Executive Director Mbumba Samuel says the 10-day exercise should be characterized by sober, mature and tranquil inputs and deliberations, as every teacher is awaiting a better package for 2026 in both the pay rise and other conditions of service. Dr. Mbumba says Moreta Zambia believes government would listen and award a substantial relief to the much talked about low salaries of teachers. He has noted that the presence of too many unions at the event will often lead to immature negotiations, as these attendees present a disorganized, weak labor voice.
According to Section 69(1)(a) of the Industrial and Labour Relations Act, as amended in 2008, provides for the most representative union to take lead during negotiations. So let's respect the law. We should allow the most representative union to represent the education sector. Whether we like them or we don't like them, that doesn't matter, because the law does not look at the face. So these others who are excited, who wants to go and also meet government, they can just go and meet government just as a backup where they can sit in the audience.
We take a break to stay tuned.
Listen to One Love Radio Main News. At 8 hours.
Those people just to deliver according to what people want. Let them know that as we voted for them.
13 hours and 18 hours. For news tips, call Fox 211-22-4404 or email us on onelovenews@gmail.com.
More than 62,000 people are believed to have fled the Sudanese city of El Fasher between Sunday and Wednesday after the east stronghold in the Darfur region was taken by the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces group. Far fewer have reached Tawila, a nearby refugee camp. The Norwegian Refugee Council, which manages the camp, put the number at around 5,000 people, raising fears over the fate of tens of thousands. Communications are down in El Fasher, located deep in a semi-desert region, some 800 kilometers southwest of Khartoum, the capital, meaning accounts of what happened there are still emerging. For more foreign news, here is the BBC.
Tanzania's President Samia Suluhu Hassan has been sworn in for a second term under tight security after election protests in which hundreds of people were killed by security forces. The event was held inside government headquarters with the public barred from attending. The head of Spain's Valencia region has announced his resignation. Carlos Mazan has been accused of mishandling the response to flash flooding in October last year, which killed around 230 people. A powerful earthquake has struck northern Afghanistan. Officials say at least 20 people have been killed and over 300 are injured. Afghanistan is particularly vulnerable to earthquakes. Israel has confirmed that the human remains it received from the Red Cross in Gaza on Sunday are those of three hostages. All were members of the Israeli military. The former top lawyer in the Israeli army has been arrested.